Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. Friday before a big week. Thanksgiving week. I mean, this is, for me, this is when the holidays really start. I mean, come on. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's. It's all just right out there. Right in front of us. We got your chance to score a VIP package for the whole family to enjoy Winterfest. Enter at RadioAlice.com for a chance to win VIP Winterfest experience for the whole family at California's Great America. Go to RadioAlice.com/contest for more information.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Chilton Auto Body. Been in a collision? Chilton Auto Body's 12 Bay Area locations offer a safe, contact-free auto body repair experience with free pickup and delivery, virtual estimates, and curbside service. Book your appointment today at ChiltonAutoBody.com. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
Double nickels, baby.
Double nickels.
Here's double what's nickels. Happening. So we've got cloudy conditions, and I don't know if it rained where you are last night. I don't appear to have gotten any. There was supposed to be a little bit of overnight rain.
Okay.
I know there was also a major lunar eclipse. Upon waking this morning, I went straight to Scott Budman's page and saw no posts.
Oh.
Well, I mean, he's got posts, but nothing new. Like, he'd been up overnight and photographing this latest.
Well, he may have been thwarted by the clouds anyway, right?
Lunar eclipse, everyone. You know, the space cadets or people who are behind the marketing of these different events.
The space cadets. I like that.
Well, I don't know who they are and what their interest is in this, but there's these minor differences each time that make it the most special one ever.
Well, this is the longest one in 600 years, Vincent.
That's what this one was.
There's the a last picture of it. Somebody got it.
Well, see, now the last one was like the what was it? This one's called the full beaver moon.
Full beaver. It is.
I'm telling you, these marketers.
Somebody named it the full beaver?
Yes.
That's
the last one was like the partial blood moon. It's just ridiculous, the differences between these. But anyway, it is a neat sight to check out if you have a view of it. Like, that looks as blood moon as anything to me.
Right.
You're telling me that's the beaver moon, huh? All right.
Hot.
They do say that more than 97% of the moon will be covered or was covered at its peak during the eclipse last night. And that this one was the longest one. So that's great. Hmm. Although we didn't get a view of it.
No.
So.
Well, we're in one of the unlucky parts of the country that had a cloud cover.
The eclipse peaked at 4:03 a.m. Eastern.
So that's when it was fully covered, huh?
Mm-hmm.
4:03 Eastern would have been 1:03 our time, yeah?
Right. So anyway, that's it happened last night. You may be able to find pictures of it, but there was no good view from where we sit. So there's that. Bummer.
Well, you can look at pictures, like you said.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
So, thank you.
This next story, I imagine, will cause you pause.
All right.
I know you've just ordered your new Tesla.
Yes.
And await its shipment.
I do.
What color did you get again?
Black.
All right.
Yeah.
Tesla ranks almost dead last on Consumer Reports reliability list.
Really?
Consumer Reports is very different, though, from all of the auto magazines. So I don't know how much you want to put in this. I do think that I like Consumer Reports.
I do, too, actually. It's funny to hear that because I've actually heard that they ranked really high in reliability. That there isn't a lot of maintenance and stuff you have to do to them, and that they're pretty. So tell me more.
So some of the stuff they list here, in part, they're saying is because they pack these things full of so much technology.
Mm-hmm. That anything goes wrong,
that has a tendency to be the cause of trouble. But I still feel like, wow, I didn't. So they only beat Ford. Every other car beat them.
Well, thank God they beat Ford.
They only beat Ford on the list. So Tesla ranks almost dead last on Consumer Reports reliability list. And, you know, look, we have seen some of those where they report, this thing caught on fire. All right. Oh. Well, cars do catch on fire.
I've seen a burned out car.
It's not unique to Tesla.
Your family has a...
A few Teslas, yeah.
Oh, a few. Well, and
what? I don't know about whenever they have a problem, somebody comes out with an iPad and does something. I don't really know what they do.
Oh,
yeah. The electric somebody car manufacturer now ranks 27th out of 28 car brands on Consumer Reports list. My apologies. They say the only one it beat was Ford-owned Lincoln.
Oh.
So it's not Ford, it's Lincoln.
Hasn't beaten all the Fords, just the
luxury
Lincoln.
Brand Lincoln came in last on the list, then Tesla.
Oh.
They do say some of the things that they talk about being a problem. Let me find the spot. Among the concerns Consumer Reports had for Tesla models S, X, and Y. What'd you get again?
Y.
Crunch. Were issues with heat pumps, air conditioning, and misaligned panels, which is a notorious problem with Teslas.
Misaligned panels? As in, they didn't put the car together right?
Well, you definitely notice these things if I grew up with a dad who was someone who looked at everything.
Right.
Looked over. And I picked that up as a habit because... So you will look at body panels and how they line up if that's some... You could go 20 years with a car and someone might go, oh, look at that. And it would never have changed the performance of the car. Right.
Right? Yeah.
But if you're someone who looks at these things, if your panel's sticking out quarter, half inch, whatever, that's not a half. That'd be way too noticeable. Right. But, you know, a little bit misaligned, that's something that you could either be really bothered by or never
even
noticed.
Vinny, this is just so typical for everything I touch. As soon as I buy a Tesla, they go down in reliability. As soon as I buy crypto, it just falls flat on its face.
Fall a little bit. Come on, Sarah.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I'm not surprised to hear this is all I'm saying. As soon as I cancel my order, they'll be through the roof. Don't worry, you guys.
On the list, by the way, they also, Consumer Reports, again, this is not like, I don't know, I can't, Motor Trend or whatever other, you know, auto magazine. This is Consumer Reports. On the list, they mention the top picks for autos and the Kia Telluride. Have you heard of this car yet?
The Kia Telluride. I don't believe I've heard of it. Okay. It sounds like an SUV.
And it is the hot car right now. Oh. You can't get them. I know Teslas are also hot, but the Kia. And what's weird is don't we have an audio bite of them going, too bad it's a Kia.
Yeah.
It's
brought to you by
guy.
Kia. Too bad it's a Kia. There it is. Oh, yeah. Isn't that the car that when they were driving out, when Bezos was taking everybody out to the launch pad?
That's a Rivian.
Okay.
And that is a competitor to Tesla in the electric vehicle department.
I see.
And they just
and now
had
it's
their...
time for the Channel 5 Sports Report, brought to you by Kia. Kia. Too bad it's a Kia.
Ba-dum-bum. apparently, Kia hired big-time designers, like poached them from another brand.
Nice.
Hired these people to give them a new look, and they're winning. So Kia Telluride came through really highly ranked. The Subaru Forester. I know your boy's got his eye on a Subi, right?
He does like the Subarus, yeah.
Anyway, these are all cars listed in Consumer Reports, but I thought I'd mention Tesla. low on the reliability list.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, well, I still want one. It's like an iPhone. I want one.
All right. Well, you most definitely should enjoy that thing when it arrives, right?
If I get it. See.
What do you mean if you get it?
Well, we'll see, right? I can cancel anytime up until it gets delivered.
I heard you mention that you watched Survivor last night. I didn't because I watched your Pats.
Oh.
So there it was. I had the recording, but I went, I got to see these Pats.
How'd my little Mac Jones do?
He did okay. They beat the, I mean, it's only the Atlanta Falcons, but they did beat them 25-0.
Oh.
Atlanta wasn't even in the game, it didn't feel like. So go Pats, I guess, huh?
Yeah, what are we, 7-4 now?
I guess that's what that would make you, yes.
That's great.
Boy, one down season, and the Pats are back.
Yeah.
You better hope Belichick doesn't decide to jump to another team. You're over if that happens.
It'll never be over, Vinny. My whole life I've been, even the cruddy seasons, the great seasons, Pats fan.
All right. That's
because my whole family is, you know, John.
Sure. The Niners play the Jags this Sunday, which, you know, the Jags are terrible, so let's... Fingers crossed. Go Niners.
Yeah,
and
go
the Raiders
Niners.
Play the Bengals. So there's that. There's your football.
Your roundup.
TV football roundup. This is one of those stories that I'll tell it and you decide.
Okay.
A guy in Arizona named Jed Motley played high school football in the 90s and ordered a Letterman jacket in 94, but his mom couldn't afford it.
Oh.
All his buddies got theirs, but he never did. It turns out the high school ordered it and held on to it when he couldn't pay.
Oh.
His brother just found it in a thrift store 30 years later. It's got his name and jersey number on it, so it's definitely his. They say it's in mint condition, so it must have sat at the school...
For 30 years.
For a long time, right. Before someone finally said, well, we've got to get rid of it. So it went to the thrift
store.
Look
at that. There it is. It's red, a red torso with the white sleeves and red cuffs. Oh, that's great.
It still has the tag on it, they say. So it is a brand new mint condition. And he says it was like $300 in 94, which his mom couldn't afford, but his brother snatched it up at the thrift store for $45.
Oh.
And now all these years later, he gets his Letterman jacket.
What a great story. That's super fun.
It
is
kind
of fun. Can't be found the exact one. That's hilarious.
Yeah, his, like...
It's incredible. Here's the one you couldn't have when we were kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know thrift stores are
It's hard
popular.
For moms when a mom can't get the kid the thing that they want. You know, it's so sad. You're doing everything you can, then you can't do it.
And at that time in his life, I know that, you know, everybody's got different high school experiences, and I did some sports. I never got a Letterman jacket, and I did get a class ring because my mom was like, please let me buy that for you. You really want this. And I was like, I do.
Are you sure, Mom?
When am I?
I'm not gonna.
Where will I?
I wore mine for years.
You did not.
I did.
Your high school ring?
Yeah.
I could see wearing your college ring, but I
didn't get a college ring, but I liked my class ring, and you get to, you know how it is. You get to design it and put what you want on the sides and stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, EB Vikings forever, man.
East Bridgewater.
East Bridgewater Vikings. Yeah.
All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. The thrift shop also has other Letterman jackets, and they say they're trying to find the other people.
Oh.
So this high school must have had and just unloaded a bunch. That's weird. Sarah, as soon as you sell your Tahoe house, it snows. Let's go. Happy 55. What?
So she wants me to sell my Tesla, I guess. Yeah.
All right. Happy birthday, Sarah. It's my birthday, too. I was in the hospital for a week and glad to be out. Don't forget to wish for good health. It's invaluable.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
When I blow out my candles, that's what I'll wish for. It's a good idea.
I love it's my Stan Forester, Marcus. And I'm not a lesbian, says 408.
Sure you're not.
No one said you were. Okay. Sheesh.
Well, it's a very popular lesbian car. Subarus and Jeeps.
Consumer Reports notoriously hates Tesla because they don't give them kickbacks like old traditional manufacturers.
Oh,
is that true?
Oh, so they have an axe to grind.
All right. It doesn't matter.
You're getting it either way.
Well, I'm not necessarily. I mean, I can wait and see. We got some stuff coming up here. I don't know where I'll be in April, so.
Crunch.
No crunch. I'm sure it's all going to work out.
Hey, birthday girl. Remember when you used to share your fantasies about being friends with Brad and Jen?
Yeah.
I do the same with you. We are BFFs.
Oh,
in my colorful imagination. Love you. Love your show. Gorgeous.
That's very sweet. Thank
Happy
you.
Birthday, Sarah.
Thanks. Thanks, you guys.
Easy for Bezos' wife to give money away considering she didn't earn any of it, says 415. Yeah, she did.
Yeah. You seen that guy? Come on. She did 30 years with that guy.
Get under that guy.
Yeah. You listen to him spout off about Blue Origin and all this. I mean, come on. And then he cheats on her with her friend. Come on.
Oh, did he do that?
Yeah.
That girl was his friend or her friend?
They used to couple date all the time. There's tons of pictures of the four of them.
Her boyfriend. I didn't remember that angle of it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, listen, I wasn't there. I'm just making an assumption.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, what's coming up in the trash, birthday girl?
Are you old enough to remember Schoolhouse Rock?
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.